4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, okay, a bunch of noise has to go for a while. We'll open the garage door, what the hell? Grab the garage door opener. And then Hello Kitty says, ping! The time is something, nobody gives a crap. And I say the actual time is 1930 UTC. And you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe, and god damn it, I just forgot my glasses. I gotta remember to wear my glasses, otherwise I can't see. And what the hell's going on today here in Dubious Goals Committee? Well, we got some very seriously dubious stuff going down right now. Back into my house. Grab the glasses. And all this weird crap that's going on right now is a result of whatever weird crap happened last night. What happened last night? I don't know. I'll tell you the story chronologically. No, wait, I'll tell you the story. Anyway, I woke up 45 minutes ago to the sounds of my toilet erupting. And I'm not trying to be funny here. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee, longtime committee members are aware that I do not do scatological humor. I do not make toilet jokes, etc., etc. Oh my god. I'm outside my house. There's a city truck 100 meters down the street. There's two city trucks 60 meters up the street. And what's... the street is covered in mud. And as I step over the manhole, you can probably hear water rushing through there. I'm walking up the street. Last night, there's some weird crap went down. What went down last night? Wow, look at that. I don't know. Shortly after midnight, I started hearing some strange noises, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. It sounded like water was rushing. So I got up and I looked out the window, and yeah, there's like a river running down my street. And so, we gotta go buy the thing. Yeah, so that's loud. What do we got here? I don't know. Some guy's doing something in a manhole. So, okay. I'm getting close up here by the church. Oh, road closed. Right. So I looked out my window last night to see this... A lot of water running down the street. A lot. And I thought, wow, there's a lot of water running down the street. Why is there so much water running down the street? And then, wow, holy crap. So when I was wondering why there was so much water running down the street, I went and I looked. Oh boy. I went and I looked out my door to see the temperature. And yeah, after midnight, it was still like 40 degrees Fahrenheit. What's that in Celsius? I don't give a damn. And so, wow, the street is broken. let's not stand there. Let's stand over here. And I saw that it was 40 degrees last night. And I thought, oh, it's just warm. All the snow is melting because we had lots of snow. No, that wasn't the problem. I'm up here at the intersection of Sprague Street. Sprague Street is broken. And then last night I spent a lot, there was a lot of trucks last night. I heard lots and lots of trucks driving. There was lots of traffic. Something broke. Something broke under the street. The street has sunk. Wow. So I'm standing here at the intersection of the street that is now closed off. There's a giant hole in the ground that is at least 3 meters deep. 3.5 meters deep. Well over 10 feet. There's a giant pipe down there that is covered up with an insulated blanket at this point. There is massive cracked slabs of concrete. This hole is 6 meters by 6 meters, fenced off. And no wonder there was a lot of activity last night. Half the street is collapsed. It's sunken. And there's mud everywhere. Okay, so this explains all the plows I heard last night. Holy crap sticks. Okay, so, last night I started to wonder if somebody hit a fire hydrant. But where's the fire hydrant around here? I don't see it. Does that mean it got taken out? What does that mean? Okay. Oh boy. This is a disaster. So now we know what all those plows were doing last night. Yeah, it sounded like snow plows were going up and down my street over and over and over from about 1 a.m. until 3 a.m. No, they were clearing the mud because we had a water main break or something here. And I can see the water flow area. Wow, yeah. Something broke right about there. All the water went splurging up right here. Oh, it blew up this sidewalk. The sidewalk is now destroyed. The water flew over these people's yard, flowed over these people's yard. All the mud and crap then just got washed down the street. Okay, and I thought I heard a fire truck last night too. There must have been a fire truck to either turn water off or to help hose this down. And then there was all the plowing, and the plowing was to push all the mud and rocks down the street. I thought it was unusual. I was hearing, you know, like snow plows. No, they were mud plows last night. So here we have in the middle of the street some city workers in their big orange sort of vacuum tanker truck. They're down in a manhole, either sucking stuff up or blowing stuff out. And look, all that water and stuff running down here, the whole street is cracked. The street is cracked from where the mail truck fell through a few years ago all the way down to this next street to that manhole. Yeah, look at all the mud that was in here too. This is amazing. Whoa, I bet this makes the news. Now I'm gonna have to watch TV just to see what happened. This is messed up. Now you might be wondering, why did you not know what was going on last night when all this was going down, Tobe? Well, I was busy. I was under headphones the whole time, playing with my synthesizers, doing my synthesizer business when all this went down. And so I was just sort of distracted. Wow, is that damage in that driveway because of this? Wow, I think I was spared some of this because my house sits just right on this curve down the hill. Because there is mud here on this side of the sidewalk. Just not... Wow, look at Shannon's driveway. Shannon's driveway has about... Yeah, that's like a cubic yard of smashed up concrete bits in the apron of his driveway. Somehow, miraculously, I was spared. My driveway is fine. What... All right, so we've got another truck 100 meters down the street. That guy's pumping. Those guys are dumping. Oh, man. And so, I wonder if it's safe to go back into my bathroom yet. That's what I've been doing. I've been trying to clean my bathroom where the toilet erupted. Because these guys are causing it. Now, they have stopped. Listen to all this water flowing under here. Holy crap. There's a problem. And you know, last night I was thinking this is all just because of all of the snow melting. I'm going to walk further down the street because look at the snow. Wow. Wow. Look at the snow down here. It's all muddy. It has mud splashed into it. The street is just a layer of mud that has mostly been scraped away. I want to walk down here to this street intersection to see if they pushed the mud that way or if they just pushed it down further. Oh my God, there's chunks of concrete in the storm drains. There's mud and gravel everywhere. Oh, holy cow. And right, so when I say I woke up to a toilet eruption, yeah, I really did. There was weird noises and blah, 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 blah. And there's water in my bathroom everywhere and it smells terrible. And the cat can't get into the kitty bathroom. And I got a lot of cleaning of stuff I got to do, which is what I was doing when suddenly the toilet started to erupt again. Gabloo, gabloo, gabloo. Gabloo, gabloo, gabloo. From whatever these guys are doing up the street. The sound coming out of that manhole is blowing my mind. So, I'm living a bit of hell right now. And I'm glad you could experience it with me, loyal committee members. Let's look in the old mailbox, see if we got any mail. No. Okay, just some junk mail. I don't care about what's on sale in your store. I've had a toilet eruption. Okay, throw the papers into the recycle bin. Oh my God. Okay, back into the house. Close the garage door. Oh my God, the smell. Oh, God damn it. And the toilet is still doing weird stuff. Because I don't know what they're doing up the street with all their blah, 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 blah. But it's making my toilet splash and do weird crap. Let's look in here. Oh God, the smell. We poke our heads around the corner. I decided to close the lid, thinking that might help something. I don't know what. But yeah. Ugh. This is gonna suck. Hi, baby. Hi, Peppa. Right. It'd be a good baby. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. I don't like it either. Okay. Well, yeah. This is really starting to annoy the crap out of me. This is really getting old fast. Now what do I do? Yeah. Now what do I do? Okay. So it occurs to me. Yeah, I've got some incense burning, Mogra, if you're interested, and I'm trying to figure out what my game plan is here now, because it seems to me like it doesn't do me any good to start mopping and cleaning right now, because the toilet's just going to erupt again, so I might as well wait until those guys are done working, and I've got towels and stuff as little coffer dams in my bathroom. I got the cat food bowl and the cat water bowl out of there. I dumped all the stuff out and washed them out, and I've got fresh cat food and water up in the kitchen, so Peppa appreciates that. So I guess we need to find something to do, don't we? Yes, we do. What was I going to do? What did we have planned for today? I think I was going to do a little bit of synthesizer stuff, and I don't know. I guess we could. What other options do we have here? What the hell are we going to do? Oh, wait. I know what to do. Jeez, when in doubt, I'm being stupid. My God, man. Drink some tea. Oh, look at that. Look at that yummy tea in the cup. What kind of tea do we have here today? Oh, yeah. So delicious. Oh, my God, so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I needed. I needed some Ping Shui. Yeah, we're drinking the Ping Shui again today because I have a lot of it and I'm kind of on a kick. It's gotten to me. It's my new thing, at least for the next day or two. Who knows how long this little fad will last. But yeah, woo! Ping Shui. And funny teapot sounds. Talking to me. All right, I'm getting a good attitude back, kind of. I'm feeling like maybe we should do something. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's leave this room, though. And what's that smell? And what's that smoke? Oh, that's right. I lit some incense. Everything's fine. Oh, here comes the baby. Hi, Pippa. Yeah, hi. Why are you trying to make me step on you? Why are you making me step on a kitty baby? That's no good. Oh, somebody wants to do some kitty business, I think. And, Okay, I guess we're going to sit here and do kitty business instead of doing stuff. Is that what we're doing here, Pippa? You're a good kitty. You're a good baby. I think my cat is freaked out because of all of the toilet eruptions and all the weirdness, and I think she's just happy that we saved the food. So I'm going to keep one ear open, listening to the guys working in the street, and that'll let me know when we can go back to cleaning. In the meantime, I think we can play with some synthesizer stuff. Yeah, so I did this last night. That's fun. Wow. And then I made a cool sequence. Yeah. All right. And we can play with it. Yeah, you can play with these knobs. You can twist the filter knob and it does this. But suppose, let's stop it. Just suppose you don't want to sit there and twist the knob and trying to make it all cool by yourself. Well, then you need to add something. And what are we going to add today? We're going to plug some stuff in. Yeah. So last night, before all of this natural disaster started going down, I was sitting here, working on all this weird stuff. And I was thinking, okay, what else do we need to add? What else can be weird? And that's when I started thinking about that solar panel I have. I've got this solar panel that's sitting on a shelf in my basement. I don't know. It was for something. My aunt gave it to me. It didn't work. And I said, okay, I'll take it. because I can take it apart, take the cell out. I'll make something work out of it, right? But it's been sitting down in my basement for like 8 years or whatever. I thought, okay, I'll get that, and I'll make that into some kind of sensor thing, and that'll be awesome and sweet, but I don't know what voltage it is, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have to do some testing. And then when I was thinking about it, I remembered my other solar panel. Yes, I have another solar panel. Oh my God, when did I buy this? I don't know, 15, 20 years ago? It's a horror fright product from Harbor Freight, and I'm not sure why I bought it. I just thought, oh, I'll play with the solar panel, and it's neat because it's got a switch on it that can give you different voltages, 3, 6, 9, or 12 volts. So I ran down, or actually it was up in my living room. I ran up and I grabbed it, okay? And the best part of it is that the cable that comes out of it is one of those sort of multi-connector cables. It's got a 3-millimeter barrel connector. It's got alligator clips. It's got one of those four-way junction connectors that has two barrel connectors, a sub-mini tip sleeve, and an 1/8-inch tip sleeve. That's right. You heard me. An 1/8-inch tip sleeve. So we can just plug it right in. We don't have to build any cool thing or do any hacking or nothing. It's awesome. So here's what you do. You start up. What's that? Oh, the cat's getting in the cat box. Okay, that's fine. You start up your sequence. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. And now we'll plug the solar panel into the filter. Listen for the difference. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we get a little bit more resonance there, right? That's because it's picking up the light from the room and opening that filter up some more. Now, here's the fun part. We can now take a flashlight and turn it on. And if we point it at the solar panel, listen. Light on the panel. Light off the panel. Light on the panel. Light off the panel. And now I can just pass the light over the panel to the beat and we get a good effect. And if I jiggle the flashlight, we get tremolo. That's fun. Now here's where it gets a little bit weirder. Yo, wait, no, I don't want to do that. Before we go on, I want to kill this, and I got to drop something on you. Let's unhook this. Let's plug this stuff in. You're going to hear what I was working on last night before the toilet exploded. I call this Florian. So, if you are wondering how to be Kraftwerk, that is essentially how you do it. If you need further instruction, feel free to contact me directly, tobe@sdf.org, and I can give you all the Kraftwerk lessons you need. And I'll give you a little hint to start you off. Get a synthesizer. Try to get an analog one, because they sound more Kraftwerk-y. And then you can be as Kraftwerk-y as you wants to get. And then if you want to get extra super experimental, get yourself a flashlight and a solar panel. All right, you have been listening to the Dubious This Is Not Kraftwerk Committee, Who's Tobe Trying to Kid, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Icecasting on and on radio.